All right. Well, once again, it's been quite a while since we've podcast.
Yeah, we, you know, pretty busy.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that time of the year again where I can settle down and be able to do a couple, two, three in a month.
It'd be nice to do two in a month. Yeah, that was always our intention, to try to do it every 2 to 3 weeks. It seems more like 4 to 5 weeks. Well, anyway, welcome to Hopscotch.
Hey, I am Bill.
And I'm Jim.
And it's good to be back.
It is good to be back.
Right.
We were thinking of doing a bourbon.
Yeah, I still have a bottle of a Jefferson Reserve that we'll keep
on. Sitting on that for a little
while. Keep on the shelf. But I think we've just come up on a pretty historic event in Scotland.
Scotland, they just had their vote for independence.
They just had a very historic independence vote, which I personally was shocked that did not get approved.
I thought it would.
I thought it would too, but you know what?
It was too close to call going in. It wasn't that close of a vote after all was said.
Exactly. It wasn't as close as the polls had indicated.
Yeah. So because of the historic occasion, it would be after 300 years of unity with Britain, you know, that the Scots were voting on whether to break that or to continue it. We thought, we'll put the Kentucky bourbon back on the shelf, and we'll do a scotch.
And what one of the big consequences of the whole separatist movement would have been an issue with the trade of whiskey. There would have been a hard time getting good scotch for at least the time being, while the transition period from the old government to the new government.
Right.
So, in honor of that, we figure we'll go, since it's remaining the classic country that it is, we'll go to a classic scotch for today.
Yes.
We're going to review this Macallan 12-year scotch, which is probably the best-selling of the 12-year scotches here in the States, anyway.
Well, and I think for good reason. I think this one is a fine one. Of course, we're letting the cat out of the bag. We've both had this.
Yes, we've all. And I think a lot of people have had it.
Yeah.
But we haven't reviewed it critically,
we haven't. We've
sipped it. We've enjoyed it.
Yeah, and we've referred to it on podcasts.
But, exactly. We've compared other to it, but more on memory than on, you know, thought.
Right.
So, and we're going to review this today, and then we're going to try something a little bit different with some of the other scotches we have. We have a Glenlivet tasting kit with a 12, 15, and 18-year-old, which we're going to try to distinguish the differences and the subtleties between the 12, 15, and 18. Yeah. And then we also have a treat that was given to me, a 21-year Glenlivet.
Oh, yeah, that was a nice gift. Yes.
Yeah.
That was very nice.
We'll perhaps put that to a podcast as well.
I think we should. A 21 is pretty special.
To us, yeah.
We're looking forward to all of these. We have plenty of whiskeys lined up, probably to take us through the end of the year.
So, I think without any further banter, we should...
We might as well dive right into
pop into the little bottle of Macallan.
Absolutely.
I say little bottle, but it's not exactly what
it's
it is.
It's not a little bottle, actually. This, this was a gift also, wasn't it?
It was, yes. This is another gift. It's the big 1.75-liter bottle of Macallan. It's a...
It's a big one.
Let me grab that. No. I like the big cork.
Yes, that is a big cork. Well, that's a generous pour.
That is a generous pour, perhaps a little bit on the steep side. I'll have to match you.
Well, right away. This is what I always talk about when I talk about a nice, rich, deep color to a scotch. And I usually say it's like a Macallan. Well, there you go. This is the Macallan.
It's a gold with a reddish hue to it, I would say.
Got a nice sweet aroma to it.
Like a hint of medicine to it. Just a hint.
Yeah, not much.
Yeah, it's almost like some of the other ones. I can think of an Oban. It would have it was almost like a salt, watery seaside scent to
it.
This has a very light softness like that does, but those are like cool to the nose. This isn't quite breezy as those scents are, but this one is. It's a little creamy. You can find anything in it.
Yeah. Yeah, right. The medicine, it's the alcohol.
Yes.
It's definitely a spirit.
Well, it is a, 43%?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, shall we?
It's so nice. Mm. It comes in with that sweetness, warms up your tongue just a little bit, kind of on the sides.
It starts a little bit on the sides and the tip, and it stays towards the front of your mouth.
Yeah.
The heat's all up front.
And then the finish is so sweet.
Well, and it never loses that sweetness from the top.
A little bit of warmth in the finish, not a lot.
Yeah, there's warmth, but it doesn't elevate as it goes down. Like some of them, the heat goes up as the drink goes down. Right, and this doesn't have that. It gives you a nice warmth. But we've had other ones that we would consider a nice warmth that this is milder than.
You're right, it's very mild warmth.
But this is... Maybe a little hint of wood.
Perhaps a bit. But maybe a little bit of vanilla after you've...
Yeah, you know, I think vanilla is the flavor.
It's
not a spicy sweetness. There's not like, you know, some of them have a more even cinnamony taste or, you know, something that's more complex.
The bullet.
It doesn't have that bourbon-y.
Right. Well, so that was a bourbon, of course, but that also had that kind of cinnamony spice to it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not like a caramel or even, you know, like the ones that were the sherry cask, you know, the Glenfiddich or whatever.
Yeah, that gives it kind of a sweet finish, usually.
Right, but that also comes with, that gives you sweetness with heat. Mm-hmm. But this is none of that. This is almost like a vanilla-y, straightforward. I do like the way it stays on your tongue. Yeah. I mean, I still taste this, and I have
it. I do, too. You know, in fact, the longer I'm away from the swallow, the more kind of vanilla creaminess I kind of get on my tongue.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's got almost a post-finish. Mm-hmm.
Did we just coin a new term?
I would like to. If it's never been done before, I will call it the overtime of my scotch. There's the third quarter, the fourth quarter, and now the overtime.
And now the overtime.
It's easy drinking.
Oh, this one is terrific.
It always has been.
Yep.
I mean, I've drank a lot of scotch you have to take little sips of. Mm-hmm. This is not one. You can.
Yeah, you can.
It looks like a scotch that you shouldn't be. I mean, the colors of scotch definitely don't give away the flavor in the body of the scotch.
Not necessarily. Usually, I think it's indicative of good flavor.
This is deep and rich, and you would think that there would be a heavy flavor to it, but it's not.
This one is not.
And other ones that have very pale and almost watery consistency to look through have very, very strong flavors.
Early on, it may have been the first podcast, I think I did make a comment that this color does indicate a flavor. But I think you're right. I think we have kind of come to that conclusion that not all dark colors are complex or powerful.
Well, a lot of the darker ones, you know, I would associate with a lot of more spice. Mm-hmm. And that's not really the...
Not necessarily, because this is about as dark as the Bullet Bourbon was. But there's no spice. Yet we've had some that were kind of pale yellow that did have a little bit of a bite to it.
Right, and had a lot of heat, too. Uh-huh. Like I said, it doesn't matter if you take a little sip or you fill your mouth. You don't get any harsher backdraft.
Right.
You can't... You know, some scotches you cannot take a big gulp of.
I think the last one we reviewed.
It was the Signatory.
I think we both came to that conclusion. Like, I took too much of a mouthful of one.
I do recall that was...
I think the comment you made was, you can take too big of a sip of this.
And here's the thing. We've taken a lot of different scotches. Mm-hmm. And, you know, between the two of us, the very first single malt we drank was the Belvanie Doublewood. Mm-hmm. And it's rather woody, and it's kind of smoky, which we, you know, didn't really know at the time.
No.
But Macallan was probably the second bottle we drank. And we go back to it often. And I think we use it a lot as a baseline for a lot of the other scotches that, you know, it gives us a frame of reference as to, well, this is hotter, or this is cooler, or this is smokier or sweeter, or...
Right.
You know, the thing about Macallan is the color, the presentation, it's all there. It's not a, it's a whole package scotch.
I guess unless you don't like a sweet tasting whiskey, you know, maybe the Lafroy drinkers, maybe they won't like this because they want that.
That peaty, dirty. I had a hard time with the Lafroy, and I still have probably a good half a bottle. Because I use it just to soak wood chips.
Yes. Have you lately?
No.
Okay.
I might want to take some of these chill stones right here and put a little Macallan on them.
Well, I think that's a good idea.
Think about the big bottle, Tim. It's a two-handed pour.
Yeah, it is.
Now, this is what Scotch on the Rocks should look like. Put a little bit of Macallan over some whiskey stones, which have been chilled to exactly 27 degrees.
That number is as good as any, Bill.
Yeah, I know. I just made that up. But,
the smell maybe is dulled a bit.
It's a little sweeter. It's killed kind of the medicine-y. Yeah. It kind of calms the alcohol when it does that. I can feel it cooler in my
hand. It's already cooler, and you just drop them in there.
Right, exactly. So it's a slightly softer scent. It's a little deeper in the glass before you can actually smell it. I'll give it a taste.
Let's try it.
Mmm.
Oh, that's...
Wow. There's more finish.
There is more finish. It's a little more creamy, too.
It is. It doesn't necessarily taste as sweet.
No. It's funny, because it smells a bit sweeter.
It smells sweeter. It doesn't taste sweeter. It tastes a little...
Moved it back, too.
It did. It gives... It fills your tongue instead of sticking towards the front of your mouth. Yeah. This is more of a... And I didn't take a very big swig. But there was a vapor path as I drank it down. So I bet you there's a stronger finish to it even. Yeah, there's a kickback when it cools. Wow.
That's, if anything, it's almost the medicine-y touch in the throat.
Yeah, not
when
so
you
much.
Swallow, not on an aftertaste.
Not on the taste, but...
A little bite.
More in the throat than on the tongue.
Yeah.
It's towards the back of the mouth.
You're right. This gives it a bit of a kick.
Wow. This is as big a change in a whiskey as we've had just from chilling it a little bit.
Usually
we get to change more when we put a little drop of water or two in.
Yeah. Usually chilling it just kind of...
It mellows it.
Yeah.
This has the opposite effect than it usually does.
Oh, that's interesting.
That isn't. Hey, you know what, though? I like it.
9 times out of 10, I like it chilled better. I think I like this one neat better so far.
I think I'm going to go the opposite. I think this is, and it doesn't really, you know, it's not like it separates the flavors.
No, it doesn't really.
I think it kind of mutes the sweetness to it, but it's really interesting.
And it's still there. It's still there.
But that the nose is sweeter. The nose is sweeter and the mouth isn't.
Yeah, that's odd.
That's very odd.
It's not what I expected when we were smelling it. I thought, this is going to be sweeter with less of a finish.
Yeah, but it turned into a big finish. We should try some of this McKellen with a drop of water in it.
I think it's a good idea. Perfect.
A little drop of water here. A little drop of water for you. There you go. Okay, now that definitely tames the nose.
Oh, yeah.
Intensely tames the nose. There's like...
Took all the sweet right out of it. There's really not much there.
You wonder if there's anything in your glass. That's interesting. Okay, you gotta get really deep to get anything. And all you really get is a very hint.
Of alcohol.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, let's give it a little sip, see what we got out of there. Again, it's all throaty.
Yeah, it gave it more of that.
Wow.
The sweetness is back, though.
Yes, I was going to just say that. All this is sweet and burn. You add water to it, and it hits your throat hotter than it has with any other combination we've done. That's really...
This is whiskey. Yeah.
Yes.
This is what you would expect out of a whiskey.
Yeah, this is if you...
I kind of like this.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is your style whiskey.
Yeah.
All day long.
I like the sweet, and I like just a little bit of heat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you like to know you've drank whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
This is good. Wow.
I think this is my favorite way of tasting it.
I'm thinking that too. We didn't agree on the chilled and the neat.
No, you liked the chilled a little better than I did.
So we switched roles for the neat and the rocks. Jim?
This one was terrific.
I think we need to kind of put a capper on this podcast.
Yeah, we do.
This is a great whiskey. It's the benchmark for the other single malts that we do. This is not a good scotch. This is a fabulous scotch. This is a classic scotch. We can see that chilled, watered... Yeah. Neat. It's three different scotches.
Right. Do yourself a favor and really try this the three different ways.
I will say that 100%.
Like.
There's no wrong way to drink McKellen.
Or any scotch for that matter. But yes, you're right. It is three different personalities.
Way different.
Yeah. I like
wow.
That. I look forward to that when we get that.
It doesn't happen often.
No, it hasn't.
And this one is more so than... And that's why it's great whiskey. Listen, we knew this was going to be a classic.
Yeah, we knew we liked it.
And it is. Yeah. It's McKellen. You cannot go wrong.
No. And I want to say my recollection of this was probably in the between $40 to $50 range for a normal-sized bottle. Now, you have the giant bottle.
Yeah, right. For a fifth of McKellen, it's about $45.
Yeah, somewhere in that range.
Exactly.
This one's a good one to keep around. This is kind of like your green spot.
This is your
bullet.
Your bullet.
The ones that you want to keep on hand because you're going to always like it.
This is probably the most diverse scotch from a single bottle that we've had. It's a five-tool player. I don't even really know what that means, but this scotch can be done in so many different ways.
Yes.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But this one's been fun.
This is fun. I've had a great time. Jim, this is why I don't like to not do this often.
Well, you know, we
first of all,
ourselves.
You know, I have no better friend in the world, and I don't have any more things I'd rather do with my time than sit there and talk about anything with you.
We have fun. This is a conversation, and we made this clear from the get-go. We're just a couple of guys.
We're a couple of guys.
We're learning this as we go. And why don't you join us and enjoy our conversation and our drink with us?
Exactly. It's good company. It's good time. Yeah. It's good scotch.
My very good friend. Thank you.
My very good friend.
And on that, we're heading into fall. We've got more things lined up, plenty of whiskey lined up.
And we are going to have a lot of fun this year.
Yeah, we are. So we're going to try to get back on a better schedule. If we can get every 2 or 3 weeks, we'll be doing
it. I'm sure we'll be able to do a little bit more.
So. Well, hopefully things will slow down.
Exactly.
So,
right now, I think we're done here.
I think we are. Thank you very much for listening.
And I am Bill.
And I'm Jim.
And this is Hopscotch.